Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome to the Behind the Racket Pod, the podcast taking you behind the racket with today's top tennis players and biggest issues facing the sport.
Behind the Racket is a community to give fans and players in the world of tennis the opportunity to open up like they have never done before.
Visit BehindTheRacket.com for the latest stories, merch, as well as direct links to all of the latest podcasts. It can also be found on iTunes, Google Play, Pandora, Stitcher, and wherever you find your podcasts. Download the episodes and make sure to leave a review.
And we want you to be a part of the conversation. Find me at NoahRubin33 or Mike at MikeCTennis on all forms of social media. You can also learn more at BehindTheRacket.com or MikeCTennis.com.
Special thanks to my sponsor, New Balance. Visit their latest shoes and styles at NewBalance.com and learn more about their program of giving back at #NBGivesBack.
You can also help support the podcast by visiting patreon.com/behindtheracketpod and receive rewards from our travels around the world. And now.
Hey, y'all. Mike here. We're going to have an episode with Somdev Devarman that we're going to release on Tuesday. But before we get to that one with Noah that we recorded earlier in the week, I just wanted to give you this little quick snippet. Did a quick interview with Jack Sock after he won the Savannah Challenger here on Sunday, May 1st, and wanted to drop that for you. And then again, we will have a new episode with Somdev coming up tomorrow. Also, just a quick note for our Patreon users. We've decided here over the next couple weeks, since we haven't been able to produce as many episodes with Noah playing quite a bit right now, we've paused our Patreon page for just a couple of months as we try to just get things back on track in terms of finding a regular schedule again. So we will have much more for you, hopefully, over the next couple months. But here is my talk after the Savannah Challenger with champion Jack Sock. Heaviness of what you're able to do with that forehand on these particular courts, why was it so advantageous, especially the last 2 days?
I think these courts, especially the green clay, I feel like over here in the States, you might get a few more funky bounces maybe than the true red stuff over in Europe, which can work to my advantage a little bit because I feel like obviously the ball already has, you know, a bunch of spin on it and it can make it even more tricky at times. Can also work against you at times as well, but yeah, I mean, I think that's why I love clay. I think my game just suits it very well. I love moving on it. Obviously, my forehand is, the surface makes it even a little bigger. The kick serve, obviously, is very useful. I used that a ton today. I feel comfortable on it. And I think it helps me a good amount.
You mentioned in your trophy ceremony you're now working with Robbie Ginepri.
Yeah.
What does he potentially bring to you that maybe you haven't gotten with Alex in the last couple of years?
I feel like it's not rocket science necessarily, you know, especially at this point in our career. I'm almost 30 years old. Everyone here knows how to play tennis. But there's definitely little intricacies, there's little things, a few more things maybe on the court, either pre-tournament, during the tournament, maybe just to his eye, see something a little different, he could have me do on court. I thought, Alex and I did a lot of great things together. Obviously, I went from nothing, started at nothing again and made a great, great rally to, get my ranking back up. But, I think week one, obviously, we put in some great work, early in the week and were able to get through the tough early rounds here. And then I thought my game only got better I think he's known me for so long. I've been around him for so long. You know, whereas I played Alex on tour, you know, when I was younger, but I wasn't necessarily around him as much. Being American, I saw Robbie at everything, Davis Cup tournaments, practice weeks, that type of stuff. So, yeah, I think he's got a good eye for my game. He's seen me play for a long time, and I think he knows, he has a vision on how he thinks and I should play matches, how I can win matches. So I think that'll be a big help as well.
I remember the 2014 final. it was my first time here in Savannah, you playing Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah.
I apologize for bringing this up, but I do remember right after that trophy ceremony, you just storming off to your car and getting out of here.
Yeah.
Because it was such a battle. And
I was up big, maybe. Or yep. I was up, or I think I was up, but...
It was. I just think about the contrast of who you are now, and 8 years later, what this does mean to you. And I know you don't want to be at these challengers
right
at this stage, but what it does mean to you is this next step.
Yeah,
you.
Of course. I mean, I think when you're younger, you take a lot of stuff for granted. Not necessarily in a bad way, not in a negative way. You're not a bad person, but I think when you're younger and you get on tour, things just happen so fast. You don't even have a time to you don't sit back and reflect or on anything, and you're just going, playing tournament, this, that, like, and now obviously life's a lot different. I have my own family, I have a wife, you know, we have Robbie, I have a team around me, my family, all that type of stuff, I feel like I'm able to calm down, you know, a lot more on court. I'm able to soak in, you know, a lot of moments, compared to where I was mentally 2 years ago, you know, and not knowing if I was going to keep playing, that type of stuff, and, you know, now winning, whether it's a future, whether it's a challenger, but these guys are good. Everyone's good at tennis, and you have to get through a whole draw, which is never easy. I don't care what tournament you're playing, singles, doubles, I don't care what it is, to get through a tournament always feels great. So, yeah, of course, you know, my goal at this point in my career, again, is to not be playing challengers for the longest time, but, you know, these are also great steps. You're playing these to win them and to obviously advance to the next stage again. So, these are all positive directions, positive steps, you know, in the right direction. So, I'm going to take it day by day and keep going.
I'm going to let you go after this one, 'cause I know they've still got some more stuff for you here, but, this is more for me, Jack. I've said on the broadcast for many years, the best time for anybody to play Jack Sock at one of these challengers is in the first two rounds.
Yeah.
Because your focus isn't necessarily always right there where it needs to be. How have you improved that? And how do you make sure you're able to do that over the next 2 months so that you're not back at this level again?
Yeah, I think that's perspective, honestly, again. I mean, I think, you know, these tournaments, you know, being frank, these tournaments are super exciting when you're young and you just turn pro, you're playing challengers. It's awesome. Like, you're out here, you're trying to work your way to the tour, and then you get to the tour, you get a taste of that for a bunch of years, which I was. And obviously I was at the top of, you know, of my game there for a while. And to come back, it's now... You know, it's a little bit different. You know, it's now like I'm playing these to win them, or to, you know, be playing on the weekend to get back to that. And I know what that takes. I know what that looks like. So, yeah, for me, honestly, I don't care if it's a challenger, if it's a Masters series or a slam, I feel like if I can get through that first round or two and maybe shake off some cobwebs and get through that, my level always raises in a tournament. Always has. It's always been that way. So, yeah, whether it's this or, you know, hopefully tour events sooner than later, I think you're fairly spot on. You know, I think I'm taking care of those early rounds better, but it's not that I'm not there mentally. It's just, you know, kind of I'm maybe a, you know, work my way into a tournament type of guy instead of some people come out hot, you know, and then maybe cool off a little bit. I'm probably the other way around a little bit.
Well, let's not do this anymore. Let's have some conversations at the next level.
That'd be nice. Yeah,
right,
appreciate
congratulations.
It. Yeah, thank you.
The show might be over, but the conversation isn't. Join us on social media at NoahRubin33. At Mike C. Tennis and at Behind the Racket.
Expect new episodes every Monday or Tuesday. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. It really helps us expand and reach more listeners as we take you behind the racket.